it's not a time warp. Not the Twilight Zone. It is not February. Welcome to the, dare I say it, April 29th edition of the Amy Oliver Show here on your live local leader News Talk 1310 KFKA. I know you're thinking the same thing. You looked outside, saw those crabapple trees that are flowering, and said there's no way they're covered with snow. Tis true. Bring back the global warming. I desperately need it. Speaking of global warming, I actually have another copy of Not Evil, Just Wrong, the fabulous video response, the documentary response to the craziness of the Goracle. So I will be giving that away later on today. But don't worry, it is still April. It's April 29th. You didn't lose time anywhere. It's just that crazy global warming that causes snow at the end of April. I don't know. Go figure. Something that's not crazy is what is happening to our Constitution. And somebody who is trying to do something about it, a friend of mine, Jeff Broughton, who is the Colorado director for the 10th Amendment Center, got a big rally planned for tomorrow night. Jeff, thanks so much for being on the show. Tell us a little bit about the 10th Amendment Center.
The 10th Amendment Center is a think tank where we basically look at policy decisions made in D.C., and we determine the best course of action, really, from, you know, for dealing with a federal government that's out of touch, was to kind of reawaken the idea of federalism, which is the idea that the most important decisions should be made at the most local level.
And you know what I think is funny about that, Jeff, is people often think federalism, oh my gosh, you must be promoting the federal government. And that's not the meaning of federalism.
Absolutely not. We have a federal government, not a national government, and that was very clear in the Constitutional Convention when they debated different systems of government.
So how many 10th Amendment centers are there? You are the state director. Is there one in every state, or is this something that's just getting started?
Well, it actually just got started at the end of 2009. Colorado was the fourth of the state chapters that got launched in November. I think we're up to 16 now. But that does include crazy East Coast states like New York and West Coast states like California. So it's not just all the what you'd think as conservative Bible Belt states. It includes just about every type of people out there.
So, Jeff, as the state director, what is your main focus?
Well, mostly just to get out the word about federalism, and kind of return to it. For the past 60 years, we've been, petitioning, calling our congressperson or, senators, protesting, voting the bums out. And really, all these have failed because, year in and year out, we just end up with more federal government, a federal government now that's so busy. They can't even do the things they're supposed to do, which is, provide national defense, which creates situations where Arizona feels the need to pass the laws that it passed.
Yeah.
So we'd like to get them more time to do those things, which they're actually supposed to do, while we take care of some of the things on our own end.
So as the director, obviously, your job seems to be education. And I've got to tell you, and you don't. This is no shock to you. We have lost decades of kids by not educating them about really what the Constitution says and what the Constitution means. So I commend you for doing this. Tell us about there's something that you all are putting on tomorrow night, and I am so honored to be a part of it. So tell us a little bit about the Weld County Health Freedom Rally.
Yes, it is the Weld County Health Freedom Rally. The tagline is Freedom Through Federalism. And the idea basically came about was after the Congress passed the health care bill into law, I had people coming up to me who weren't into politics And they were asking me things like, you know, how can they do that? How do they get away with that? Isn't that against the Constitution? And these were young people. These were people that I would have never really expected or even paying attention. And so I really wanted to put together a program to reach out to these people who were, you know, asking these questions. And I asked, I actually have several people from different levels of government to speak just on what their level of responsibility is. You know, because until we understand what our government's supposed to be, we're never actually going to be able to reclaim the sovereignty which we're supposed to have.
And that's a great point. And just to highlight a few of the people that will be there tomorrow night, we have you, of course, Stephen Grant, pastor of Destiny Christian Center, which is where the rally will be tomorrow night. Brett Reese, Weld County District 6 School Board member. Sean Conway, Weld County Commissioner. My husband, John Cook, Weld County Sheriff. State Senator Scott Renfro. And then I get to wrap up the evening talking about what really we can do about health care in the state, what the state of Colorado can do to protect itself.
Absolutely. I didn't actually put that in the flyer because, you know, one of the main reasons that I planned it for the time I did was to work on the petition effort that the Independence Institute's putting on. But because they weren't sure when the petition was going to be ready when I created the flyer, I couldn't put that in. So.
Yeah, well, you know, that's, as you know, if you're starting a think tank, you trying to get something together, you realize that you do everything on a shoestring, a dime, and a wink and a prayer. So
yes.
We're always amazed what we get accomplished. Now, mm-hmm. Jeff, if people want more information about tomorrow night, it starts at doors open at 6, starts at 7. It's at the Destiny Christian Center. Where can they go for more information? How can they find out more about the Weld County Health Freedom Rally?
Well, they can go to www.colorado.10thamendmentcenter.com. We're also on Facebook. You know, so those are two ways. You know, if they get in there and they drop me a line, I would definitely be available to answer questions. You know, so that's really the big thing is this is hopefully going to be an information source for these people on how to get involved.
And last question for you, Jeff. Why did you choose 10th Amendment Center as the name? What is it about the 10th Amendment?
Well, the idea that you know, if you read the 10th Amendment, it clearly limits the federal government to its enumerated powers, which means that anything it does outside of those is unconstitutional, and it really is up to us, the people, that to keep the government in check. Jefferson said that, you know, if we allow the federal government to determine its the limits of its powers, its powers will be unlimited. And I think that's kind of what we've done. We've all gotten busy in our lives. We pretty much want to be left alone. And as we've done that, the federal government's taken more and more and more. And I think they've gotten to a point where they've taken too much, and a lot of people are waking up to that. And hopefully this will kind of give them a direction and a strategy for how to take back some of what's been lost effectively.
And I have to say, an interesting debate, if anybody had an opportunity to see it last night, talking exactly about the thing that Jeff, that you brought up, and in regards to health care, the ACLU Colorado chapter, of which our own David Kopel from the Second Amendment Center at the Independence Institute, he is a card-carrying member of the ACLU. He's also a member of the NRA, and he's also a registered Democrat. So at the Independence Institute, we welcome all types. But David defended Attorney General Southers and his lawsuit against the federal government against former Chief Justice of the Colorado State Supreme Court, Gene Dubosky. And what David is saying is that the individual mandate is a direct violation of the Constitution. The federal government has no authority, and I mean no authority, no constitutional authority under any provision to force people into an economic activity such as purchasing health insurance.
Correct.
So it was a great debate last night. If anybody got an opportunity to see it, I mean, David Kopel is just an absolute legal scholar, and the guy run circles around most of us, and he did it around Gene Dubosky as well. And if I encourage, if you haven't seen that, you should see it, and you should also attend tomorrow night. And is there a charge, Jeff?
No, there's not a charge, although we will be asking for donations, but that is completely up to the individual. The important thing is to come out.
Come out.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, come out. Learn what your options are. I'm personally praying for the lawsuit that's going forward, but you know, we really don't want to leave it into their hands. We have an opportunity to take action ourselves, and I'd strongly suggest people take it.
Great. Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
Amy, thanks for having me on. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
I will do the same. Look forward to seeing everybody there at the Weld County Health Freedom Rally.